strategic level metrics. At the strategic level, performance can be measured using a set of aggregate level metrics that summarize tactical and/or operational level metrics. Since not all metrics lend themselves to this type of aggregation, standalone metrics can also be created to measure performance against other strategic goals. One way to develop a complete and cohesive set of strategic level metrics is to use a balanced scorecard. Balanced scorecard. Global metrics at the organizational or business unit strategy level should be comprehensive enough to address all important areas of strategy while staying at a high level so that they remain useful for decision-making, strategy monitoring, and control. It is also vital to ensure that performance measurement links back to strategy. The selection of comprehensive global KPIs along with related tactical and operational measures can be supported by the use of a balanced scorecard defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A list of financial and operational measurements used to evaluate organizational or supply chain performance. The dimensions of the balanced scorecard might include customer perspective, business process perspective, financial perspective, and innovation and learning perspectives. It formally connects overall objectives, strategies, and measurements. Each dimension has goals and measurements. Organizations have conventionally measured performance using financial results, but the authors of the balanced scorecard, Kaplan and Norton, believe that this led to short-term management at the expense of long-term goals. While the financial perspective remained vital to measure and manage, Kaplan and Norton added three other perspectives to help organizations focus on the long term. While organizations can customize the categories, the traditional balanced scorecard categories are tied to four areas. Customer value. The customer perspective helps organizations stay focused on their customers' changing needs. How does the customer define satisfactory and exceptional service? What actions and operations affect the customer's satisfaction? Business process. This perspective helps organizations measure the cost and efficiency of their processes and continually improve them. What do we need to do to be efficient? Financial performance. These are traditional financial metrics used to measure business results. What do investors expect, and how can operations affect those expectations? What are the financial implications for longer-term initiatives such as those in the other three perspectives? Innovation and learning, organizational capacity. This perspective helps spur investment in future growth and workforce maturity. How can we be innovative so that we can maintain our competitive advantage? How can we make operations more sustainable? What can we do to improve our culture? What can we do to improve employee satisfaction? What can we do to improve our competencies so that we can be more competitive in the future? The scorecard itself is a simple tool listing the KPIs related to each area. The KPIs are designed to be drilled down into so that a strategic KPI would have several tactical KPIs linked to it, and each tactical KPI would have several operational KPIs. For example, to align a strategic metric related to productivity, the distribution function's tactical metrics could relate to how fast materials are moved through the network, for example, inventory turns, days of supply. An individual distribution node might then use average replenishment time at the operational level to continue this alignment. Management would view the scorecard at the appropriate level of detail. Each KPI has a goal, a metric, a target, and an actual result for a given time period or set of periods. Some organizations set multiple goals, such as a goal and a stretch goal or good, better, and best goals. Scorecards can also be used to monitor and control specific areas such as work centers or supplier performance. Exhibit 1-102 provides an abridged example of a balanced scorecard developed to measure the performance of plant XYZ. These multiple perspectives look both inside and outside the organization. Considering the needs of external stakeholders, such as customers or shareholders, as well as internal stakeholders, employees. They also consider the organization's present and future needs and the development of skills and capabilities that will help the organization retain its competitive advantages in a changing market and industry. In addition to connecting back to the strategic goals, balanced scorecard KPIs in each category often connect with each other. By accomplishing one objective, the organization, function, or supply chain is in a better position to accomplish another. To use an operations example, empowering employees to suggest ways to improve operations, an innovation and learning objective can help reduce order-to-shipment time, a business process's objective, which may make customers happier, a customer value objective, and increase inventory turnover, a financial objective.